Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Air guitar is out in my best Millie Vanilli.
Stars and stripes.
There we go, baby.
And the eagle flies.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, celebrating USA, USA.
Land with countless dreams.
Countless dreams. Don't ever forget this, folks. I know you could easily grow a little weary looking into the headlines. Inflation, the borders open. Vladimir Putin's doing for money pretty much whatever he wants. Flipping Joe Biden a bird, assembling his troops on the... I don't even know. When I start listening it, I get just depressed saying it. So, you know, the wokeness infecting us everywhere. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. But then on the other hand, I say, well, wait a minute. Look at the poll numbers. Now, I'm not always a big fan of poll numbers, but... when there is an onslaught of polls, like there are right now, suggesting that Joe Biden is circling the drain politically. I didn't mean literally, I meant figuratively. It's important to say that so we don't trigger anybody, Todd, right? We don't want to trigger anybody. We don't want you getting hate.
Hey, I don't know where he is right now. He could be circling a drain for all I know.
I'm speaking of politically.
I know.
You know, remember.
The numbers are all bad, so they can't help. Where can you find a good poll on him right now? You really can't, right?
What does that tell us?
Exactly.
Nobody's buying this.
Tells us the awakening is underway, the great reset, that the fraud has been exposed. Now, he's having a press conference at 3 o'clock today. I imagine the steroid injections are going on right now like you can't believe. Repeat after me. Everything is fine.
Everything is fine.
Repeat after me. Everything is fine.
All is well.
Come on,
welcome,
man.
To Spin City, everybody.
How many come on mans do you think he throws in there today? Come on, man. You know, I mean, you
how
know
many times does he get stuck
you
and have to just kind of mumble
thing.
On and move
you
on?
You know the thing.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know the thing.
That thing.
I think we're going to hear about that. That thing called the Constitution. You know, I would make this
that's
a short press conference. I would make this a short press conference as I was him. Somebody said, sir, what is your opinion on the COVID-19 coronavirus?
It's China's fault. It should have never happened.
He could just say that and be done, okay?
There you go.
Blame the people that brought it to us, for crying out loud. And I know we're going to get vax shaming. We'll get a lot of vax shaming today, of course. Can vax shaming end now? Is that okay, you think, guys? Is it time to end vax shaming?
You'd think.
Because my daughter is the first family member to have COVID. Now, I think I might have had it at some point with no symptoms because I did the antibody test, and I had that.
Okay.
I had the antibodies.
Okay.
So I think I had it at some point, but I didn't know I had it. But she's the first one to officially have it. Now, she lives in San Francisco, so there you go. And of course, there is no more vaccinated place on earth than San Francisco, right? It's like off the charts, okay? Because anybody there, 30 and under, they're pretty much wrapping themselves in bubble wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, that's what they do there. So she lives in one of the most vaccinated places on earth. She has been vaccinated. And guess what? She got COVID. So now... what we once thought was, look, you get vaccinated and then you don't get COVID.
Well, I can do one, but a dear friend, family member of ours got COVID, got vaccinated, got it again, got the booster, and now has it a third time. Three times, vaccinated, two shots, and the booster, got it every time after that.
So here's my point.
Yeah.
I'm really weary.
Did they wear a face mask, though?
of pointing out the obvious. First of all, I think everybody has to make this decision for themselves. But I think it's blatantly obvious now that this is here to stay, and we need to manage this. And getting vaccinated does not mean you will not get it. Now, that is not how the vaccine was sold. The vaccine was sold as this will protect you. You won't get it.
Yep.
And it'll stop the spread. And that is a miserable failure. Now, does that mean I regret, for instance, or anybody else would regret saying we are where we are? I think the vaccine, a product, I might add, of Donald J. Trump and Warp Speed, saved millions and millions of lives. Because we know the older you are, the more risk you have of dying, of becoming severely ill. Again, now we know the vaccine doesn't necessarily prevent that happening, but your chances of that went way down. The Delta variant, I believe the stats are pretty clear. Your risk of hospitalization and your risk of the bad stuff went down. I think the game's changing. The game is changing. And I think the more we set ourselves on a footing to say, we're America, we've been the subject of a bio weapon that came from China, we're going to do two things. We're going to recognize China's not our friend. Okay, the CCP is not our friend. They've been at war with us on something they call a 100-year war. And meanwhile, we continue to buy their cheap crap and allow them to invest in things over here. We're not able to say we're going to put up the walls and not have any investment, but we need to be very careful about the investment we do take from China. For instance, maybe it's not a good idea to allow them to invest in our food chain. What do you think? Ask a rancher if it's a good idea to have Chinese or any foreign ownership in our packer plants. Hello?
I'm going to go with...
Bueller! Bueller!
Nope.
Bueller! Anybody in there?
Oh, yeah.
You know? So just be smart about it. I don't think you... I'm not going to be Pollyanna and say, just what, I'm never doing business with China again. Forget it. No way. Just be smart about it. Know that any investment they make here, you have to ask yourself, what are they after, okay? We should also understand they are responsible for the coronavirus, okay? And what did we do? We unleashed American ingenuity and came up with a vaccine in record time that saved millions of lives worldwide. That's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. Okay? I don't think that's, honestly, is something that you can sit here and say, wow, is that a dumb idea, Donald Trump? It saved millions of lives. Even people that are now skeptical of the vaccine amongst younger, less at risk patients will tell you elderly, 60 and above, comorbidities, meaning heart disease, diabetes, other things that pile up, you take that vaccine, and it will prevent you from getting the worst of the worst. Okay, that's worked. Let's just say that. Some people don't want to acknowledge that, but that has worked. Okay? Let's now recognize we're in a time where, despite the fact places are San Francisco being a prime example, New York City being another, that there are waves, despite the fact that the majority of population, huge majorities, have been vaccinated. Okay, we're in a different time. Now it's about managing the crisis. And the health professionals that I trust don't like to say it as blunt as this, but Omicron is almost a prayer answered, because the fact that the case count, which is the wrong word for it, people testing positive, it's not a case, the vast majority of people testing positive from Omicron will have like flu-like symptoms at worst. Some will be asymptomatic. Okay? So that's not a case, right? That's a positive test.
Right. Yep.
And I think what Joe Biden is trying to do now is freak everybody out again, shut down the economy again, lockdowns, mandates, because of the testing craze. So we're testing, 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 testing. Look at all the cases! Shut down America! No, Joe. Here is why, in my mind, we need to look at 2022 and Omicron is saying, okay, fine, we're managing this crisis. People that have been vaccinated are going to get it. The vast majority of them are going to recover, like 99.9%. This is America. We can manage this. We've got this. This is not a time to be in fear, and that is despite what you hear on the evening news, stories written by 20-somethings who are scared of their shadow, and or politicos who are using this for their political advantage. They want mail-in voting till the end of time. They want drop-off mailboxes till the end of time. They want to make their own rules. And by the way, they're trying to ram it through the United States Congress while the founding fathers of this country are spinning in their graves at what Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, and their ilk are trying to do right now by federalizing elections. By taking your tax dollars and say, all right, we're going to give money so Nancy Pelosi can run again and make some more money in the stock market. Heaven forbid she'd have to actually earn campaign donations. That ought to come. What does that have to do with voting reform? Ridiculous. Just be very wary of what's happening here. All right, I'm off my soapbox, and we're going to get to your calls, questions, and comments. Some great guests today, Dr. Alveda King, daughter of Martin Luther King and the Money Man, Brian Kroc. Stay tuned.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
So you've heard the reports. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made up to $30 million in stock trading on big tech companies like Google, the same company she oversees in Congress. And then there's the politicians who flout COVID rules while pushing for lockdowns. If you're sick and tired of the hypocrisy, you need to watch Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax. He's exposing the fakes, phonies, and frauds like Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and Chuck Schumer. Watch Stinchfield's special series, Exposing the Hypocrites, tonight, 7 p.m. Central on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. America trusts Newsmax, so do I. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TV and streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions just like you are turning off the old media for Newsmax. Watch Stinchfield tonight and find out why. You'll love it.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Question today is Swedish meatballs or lasagna? That's what everybody.
Meatballs today.
Heading into a PetroServe USA, you're going to find Swedish meatballs or lasagna. If you're going to West Main Avenue in West Fargo, you can come at that from either 94 or 29. The big question is Swedish meatballs or pulled pork? That's a tough one, too. Swedish meatballs on 12th Avenue and I-29 today. Chicken pot pie on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Chicken tortilla soup in Glendon. It's home cooking. It's grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. Jeff in Jamestown waiting to weigh in here. Jeff, go ahead.
I beg to differ on this. It was going to keep you from getting this disease. My doctor said, "This, you take this vaccination, so hopefully it'll reduce your symptoms and you won't die." I'm a high-at-risk lung disease patient. So, again, this became a political football, and everybody got confused. Doctors who are doing their job, I think, were right on target. You need to get this to reduce the symptoms, if at all possible.
Yeah, but do you remember Joe Biden at any point saying, you know what, the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. It just makes a sense. You're making a case that many doctors make, and God bless them. I hate talking about this. I really do. And the reason I do is because there's so much fear out there that I feel like there needs to be some balance to this. And I believe a doctor, vast majority of the doctors, the, your doctor says, hey, you're at risk, Jeff. I don't want you to get this. You could get this. You're going to take the vaccine so it's not as bad if you do and you get through it because of your other. It's exactly what a doctor should do. These politicians running around acting like doctors, it's insane. It's
That's
absolutely
the problem. The gang of useful idiots running for election, making medical decisions, they have no clue.
Exactly right. Okay? And unelected bureaucrats, health, you know, czars, self-appointed experts, shush. Let me talk to my doctor. If every
That's
hospital,
correct.
If every health facility, if every medical entity, if every public health unit said, talk to your doctor, and if you don't have a good relationship with a doctor, everything bad is waiting to happen for you. Get a relationship with a doctor you trust. Couldn't agree anymore. Thanks.
What about what Rachel Maddow said, though?
Don't start with me on her. I'm gonna play what she said. I also want to play Jen Psaki. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
Because she's eating those words, too.
Right.
By the way, she said that and got it a week later. Texture says, you are so wrong. Vaccines are worthless. 21,000 deaths due to the shot. Vaccines are not worthless. And this is the kind of stuff that is dangerous because, number one, vaccines in general save lives. Again, the right kind of vaccine. I think this vaccine was rushed to market. I think there is way too many zealots who want everyone and anything that moves to get it, regardless of their health walk in life. And I also think part of rushing it is there were not enough protocols. There are real stories about people having reactions from the vaccine that have not been as transparent as they should have been. No doubt about that. I'm not in all denying that. But to say vaccines are worthless when millions of lives have been saved as a result, again, 60 and above, slam dunk. Comorbidity, slam dunk. All right. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Going to take a break for a little travel log here because some pro-life heroes are headed to Washington, D.C., and we're joined by the chaplain from the University of Mary, Dr. Dominic Bach, who is traveling as we speak along with a bunch of pilgrims headed for Washington, D.C. Father Dominic, how are you?
Good. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How's the trip going so far? Where are you guys at?
It's good. We started with Mass at the university last night about 9 p.m. and then we started heading down the road, but we took a detour right away because apparently the weather was bad where you are, so we cut down south. We're in the middle of Iowa right now.
Smart bus driver getting you out of that. Ask Monsignor Shea what it's like to be caught in a snowstorm on the pilgrimage.
Yeah, right.
There's some great stories.
Not to happen.
Exactly. So give us a quick run through of what your stops are on the way to D.C.
That's good. Well, yeah, so it's a 30-hour trip on the bus, more or less, one way. And we have about 200 students and some faculty and staff. And other than just a little truck stop visits here and there, on the way down, we're going to stop at the University of Notre Dame and have Mass in their basilica there. And then that's about a little more than halfway from Bismarck to Washington. And then once we get there, we'll go see a few of the sites, the National Shrine, the National Mall, and get ready for the big day, which is Friday. I've totally lost track of time. I don't know where I am in the world. I don't know what time it is, you know.
You know, I've done this trip before on the bus, and it's really a wonderful experience. It is not a, I wouldn't say a, you know, this is fun and games, right? I mean, it's a long bus trip. Anybody in that long a bus trip, but for the purpose that you're doing it, just to, you know, how profound it is to have, you know, I went with, as a chaperone for high school kids. You're going with University of Mary students. And, you know, they're doing it for all the right reasons. They're doing it for a very important, you know, mission, really. This is about standing up for the defenseless, the voiceless, and the pro-life cause. There's redeeming value in that tough travel, isn't there, Father?
Oh, yeah. It's cool from my end. I've done this trip a few times, but to especially see last night how many there were and their spirits were high. And there isn't, like you said, I saw the heroism in them because there's not a lot of perks to this trip. It's a lot of bus time, not a lot of, like, exciting, you know, events other than just doing what we're called to do here, to stand up for the unborn and to witness to the dignity of human life. So I'm inspired by the students, especially on this trip. And I got a real night's sleep last night, which I was shocked by, so that was kind of nice. And I think everyone's spirits are pretty high going in the middle of Iowa here, hopefully getting to Notre Dame this afternoon.
Any of the students awake right now? Or are they studying hard? Are they any want to talk on the radio? Or are they going to?
I'll look back. They look like they're awake. Some are studying. Not much talking, which is good. That's kind of
all right. Good. Well, you'll have until tomorrow morning to convince somebody to come on the radio with us and talk about the experience a little bit. But I'm looking forward to talking to some students, getting updates on the trip from you, Father, and sort of following along all the way through on the way to Washington D.C. and then Monday a little recap of Friday's events. There is something so profound in being in Washington, D.C. and doing that March for Life. It is the single biggest march every single year in Washington, D.C., a sea of humanity, and all for one reason to stand up for life, and the average age is probably 20. It's so inspiring, isn't it?
It's like a pep rally. It's great.
It is. Yeah, it really is, and for all the right reasons, so it's pretty cool.
Right.
And I don't know, that stop at Notre Dame sounds pretty cool. Kev, you'd be in for that, wouldn't you?
Oh, Todd? The trip right there.
Yeah, my gosh. So that sounds like a wonderful deal as well. So this is great, and we'll follow along along the way. Appreciate you checking in with us today, and glad the trip has gone off on the right foot, and you avoided that weather, so safe travels.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, I'll find a good student for you to talk to soon.
All right, look forward to that. We'll chat tomorrow. Father Dominic Bach, the University of Mary, and Father is the chaplain there at the University of Mary. It's pretty darn cool. It really is. Hey, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Big sleepwear sale. I mean huge sleepwear sale. What is sleepwear? Well, it's actually anything bedding. Really, just anything that makes you sleep better is on sale right now, and that includes actual sleepwear. That also includes the pillows and the sheets and the mattress toppers. They have blankets, quilts, comforters now. Overstock sale on the body pillow, select pillowcases, couch pillows, individual towels. 50% off all the sleepwear, the beds, the sheets, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028 today.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will hold a presser in the East Room at 4 p.m. Eastern today. It should be noted President Biden continues to deny the media a list of attendees at Biden's Delaware home. Since the president has spent one quarter of his presidency there, the media must assume presidential business is being conducted in Delaware. Another example of soft-on-crime DAs not protecting their citizenry, a combined $250,000 reward is now being offered to help the LAPD track down the person responsible for stabbing UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer in a random act of violence. The suspect, 31-year-old Sean Lavelle Smith, is a career criminal with a rap sheet on both coasts of the United States. LAPD Lieutenant John Radke.
The Los Angeles community needs to come together and come together for the right reason. Of course, it's not just the money, but we need to hold this person accountable for what they did.
Ms. Kupfer was working at a furniture store in Los Angeles, California when she was struck down. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Dolly's got a birthday today, huh?
76.
That is one talented lady right there.
Listener friend texted in earlier on the morning show and said she's all over Nashville. People see her all the time. Talking about a ball cap on. Nobody ever recognized her because she's not all made up.
Great lady. All America, I tell you that right there.
She's worth like $1 billion. Susan, seriously, this crazy.
Is she really?
Yeah, like $400-500 million. Yeah. So
our friends at Advanced Business Methods wanted us to remind you that today's printers are really high-end computers. And print management software gets you data and analytics to help you track the usage. One thing you should know is that hackers can get into your server through your printer. And the folks at Advanced Business Methods, they know all that. So the security risks, they provide products and software to keep the outside world out and your network safe. 50th anniversary now, abmnow.com, Advanced Business Methods, abmnow.com, abmnow.com. 27 before the top of the hour. On a week we celebrate the life of Martin Luther King. We're honored to speak with his daughter, Dr. Alveda King, from Atlanta, Georgia. She's the chair of the Center for the American Dream at the America First Policy Institute. She is the daughter of the late slain civil rights activist, Reverend A.D. King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., just to make sure I get the family lineage right there. She's also the founder of Speak for Life, fighting for the sanctity and dignity of life from the womb to the tomb. Appreciate that on this important week of the awful black mark on American history of Roe versus Wade. Dr. King, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you? And your listening audience. Hello, everybody.
Tell me what's on your mind this week, every year.
My mind changes every year. It grows. I hope that that's my desire. So every year when we celebrate or recognize or give tribute to the holiday, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, I was one of the original authors in Atlanta, Georgia, as a state legislator of the Georgia MLK holiday bill. And that was, I was a state legislator from 78 to 82, went out in 83. So I think it is appropriate that we pay tribute to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. every year. How we do that depends on what's going on in the world at the time.
And there seems to be something missing when we honor Martin Luther King's life, and that is the fact that it was Reverend Martin Luther King. Why do you think there's so little attention paid to his role as a prophet, as a preacher?
Well, you know, I knew him as both prophet, preacher, and civil rights leader. And actually, you don't see as much about his sermon as his civil rights work. My granddaddy, his daddy, Martin Luther King Sr., said he'd rather see a sermon than to hear one any day. Martin Luther King was living out a mission, a ministry. And so he tried to be like Jesus. He failed like we all do. Nobody can be like Jesus, but we can try to be. He lived that type of life, giving hope, messages of hope, as well as justice. And so we forget about the hope. We forget about the goodness that has occurred for us and dwell on the badness and fight and fight. Even today, here in the 21st century, for instance, we fight about who had a COVID shot and who didn't, and why did they have it, why didn't they have it. We're still fighting over skin color, suggesting that one part of the human race is superior to the other when we're one blood and one human race. They're not separate human races. Martin Luther King Jr. addressed these issues in his day, but in every generation and now in every decade, the same truths that he taught and tried to live have to be taught and lived today.
Your lips to God's ears, and hopefully to the corporate media race baiters as well, because that's well said. Fred and Wayne, question or comment for Dr. Alveda Sig King with us today on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred.
Ms. King, Uncle Martin was a great man. I respect him. I respect the civil rights movement. But the discrimination that was given to people like Rosa Parks and discrimination that was given to your uncle was terrible. Today, we're getting discriminated against with this virus. My wife, for instance, lost her job because she didn't want to change positions on taking the vaccine. Now, when Rosa Parks was in that bus, they made a shrine out of that bus. I mean, good. They deserve it. But all she did was say, I don't want to move. She didn't lose her job, but she did lose her right to ride that bus. But my wife lost her job. And she lost the right to even get unemployment insurance for losing her job. We are being discriminated against. And when your uncle wrote that letter from that prison in Birmingham, when he wrote that letter, it wouldn't have gotten out today. I just wanted to share those two things and say thank you for coming to Bismarck through Scott's show.
Well, thank you. Supreme Court recently ruled that corporations cannot fire employees for not taking a shot. That was ruled at the corporate level. Corporations, so people who have lost their jobs for that may have a course of action. Prayerfully, that's the case. A lot of people are arguing and fussing rather than really discussing and resolving these issues. So certainly, I personally don't believe that vaccines should be mandated. But if somebody wants to take a vaccine, he or she should do that. If he or she tries alternative methods to stay healthy, this is America. We should be able to do that. The mask mandate, the same issue. Mandating the mask is one thing. But now they have gone so far with that it seems to be discriminatory as well. So the Supreme Court has ruled in one particular case that corporations cannot fire people for not taking the shot. So I think that perhaps is a step in the right direction for
Sadly, those protections were not afforded healthcare workers because of the CMS rule. And still scratching my head over Amy Coney Barrett. They thinking was not okay for the OSHA rule, but it was okay for the CMS side. So it's
We need to get back to the drawing board. Don't let it go. Go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, good point. Don't give up. Fred, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Is Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Chuck Schumer, that ilk, are they right when they say America's today a systematically racist country?
There is systemic racism in the laws of America. For instance, Planned Parenthood's right to abort babies up to 9 months so they are fully outside the mother. That's systemic racism. It comes against a certain class of people. Systemically, it's legal to kill babies in America. And so that's against a whole class of people. That's the babies in the womb. They are human beings. Systemically, we have other laws on the books that prevent people from climbing and receiving certain successes. So there is systemic racism in America, but America is not necessarily a racist nation. Everybody in America is definitely not racist. The real definition of a racist is a person who feels that she belongs to a different, he or she believes she belongs to a different race. There's one race, the human race. There's no white race, black race, yellow race, red race, brown race. There is one human race. So I've been, when I think that way, oh, my race needs to get along with your race, that's a racist thought, because there's only one human race. So any laws that seem to protect or try to protect one group of people because of skin color is a systemic issue. So we all, as human beings and Americans living, human beings living in America, should not be judged by our skin color, should not have laws that try to protect skin color. So all of that is a level of racism that we have to deal with. And we played a race card throwing different classes or different ethnic groups against each other. That's called race baiting and playing the race card. So we've got to see ourselves as one human race. And as we do that, we can do what Martin Luther King Jr. said. He said, we must learn to live together as brothers, I had as sisters, or perish together as fools. He didn't say different races, neighbors, cousins, all that. He said brothers. So we are brothers and sisters. There should be unity in the community, and we should not be divided by skin color.
If your uncle were alive today, and the civil rights champion that he was during his time on Earth, do you think his cause would be the civil rights of the innocent children that are right here in Fargo, North Dakota, kindergarten-sized class every week? Their lives are ended. And people walk by and go to restaurants and bars and hotels right by it and just think, oh, that's just the way it is. And, you know, we know now the tragic numbers of 60 million since Roe versus Wade. Lives ended. Would that be his issue? Is that a civil rights issue, Dr. King?
Where peripherals collide, convergence is imminent. So all these issues belong together in a category, one category called human dignity. Martin Luther King Jr. certainly would be a defender of human dignity today. And that's back again. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So there's not one particular civil rights issue that is larger or stronger than another. They all are combined. And so human dignity.
I agree with you, but I never hear the pro-life debate in the context of a civil rights issue. I hear it as a health freedom or medical choice or whatever. It's civil rights, isn't it? I mean,
I've handed up civil rights to the unborn for 16 years at Freeze for Life. Now, over at America First Policy Institute with the Centers for the American Dream, I am fighting for all the human dignity rights. And so that's a gamut. It goes across, it runs a gamut. And so it's all of these issues combined, human dignity from the womb to the tomb.
Well, you are a champion, no doubt about it. It's fascinating to watch your work. I've been honored to speak with you before in the program, and so on. We got a chance to remember your uncle's life this week by talking to his niece and reminding everybody that he was a prophet and a preacher, in addition to a civil rights leader, and a darn good one at that. Thank you so much, Dr.
King. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you.
That woman is a warrior, an absolute warrior. Why is she on every, you know, Today Show, Good Morning America?
Great question.
CNN, MSNBC. It's his niece.
Yep.
After all, I mean, it's his flesh and blood. And I like that idea that he was a prophet, he was a preacher. Reverend Martin Luther King. Who says that anymore? You're Dr. Martin Luther King. We don't hear Reverend Martin Luther King. Unless, of course, you're listening to this very program. Texter says, online, actually, viewer says, Pastor, Dr. King was ignored because of his teaching and message about injustice of simple human rights. Thanks, Kevin. More coming.
Hey, Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
What's on your mind? Wednesday Wheels, Jolene, in addition to Dolly Parton's birthday today. Jolene, Jolene. Our friends at Puckett's, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and Valley City, every week give us a great deal. Usually a pre-owned vehicle, and that's what they specialize in, single-owner vehicles, pre-owned, low mileage, and a little deal. So this one is a 2015 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew. It's on the lot at Puckledge Valley City. You can see it at PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Finding a good truck right now, darn tough.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
My gosh. And, of course, the... might be a good time with these road conditions of late. Wow. This one has about 93,000 miles. Got the 3.5-liter V6 EcoBoost in it, so it gets a great miles per gallon and power, together for a truck. Gray exterior, gray cloth interior. XLT package has the power seats, windows, locks, running boards, mud flaps, spray and bed liner loaded up. You head over to the Facebook page for Puckless Valley City right now, or Twitter to see more. We also have it at our Facebook page and the flag, WZFT Twitter account. $31,000 is the price yesterday. They're going to lop $2,000 off the price of this truck, $29,000. That's why you save $2,000 if you tell them you heard it on What's on Your Mind, PucklitzValleyCity.com. We have open phone time to find out what's on your mind between now and the bottom of next hour. We'll do the Money Man, Brian Kronk, at 10:30. And I'll welcome right now your questions on this market. My gosh, there's a lot going on. Whew. Unbelievable. Quick preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow, Valley News Live climate safety reporter Bailey Hurley joins us to talk about the situation at the Fargo Police Department. I might add Tom Tucker to that conversation, too. Tom was at the press conference yesterday. Anybody watch that here? We talked about it yesterday on the program.
I watched some of the recap this morning.
It turned into kind of a bizarre little, I don't know, I would say happy talk. The idea of the special city commission, for those of you that missed it, was some concerns raised by a number of exit interviews, 32 in the tenure of the current chief, Dave Zabalski, and also seven early retirements. And if you read the exit interviews and talk to individuals who've left, they talk about a morale and a department that is in peril. And so some of that was discussed yesterday. I thought Tony Garrett got a pretty good, usually in these informational sessions, they don't do any, you know, they're not voting on anything. It's literally informational, and then it informs the next meeting. So they meet on Monday, and Tony Garrett said, okay, here's what I'm going to do on Monday. So let's talk about the elephant in the room here. We need a work improvement plan, and we need a certain amount of time, let's say 6 months, and we need to have improvement. We got to understand what's going on. And, you know, everybody else sort of looked at each other, yeah, okay, all right. No really conversation, but I thought he nailed it. But a lot of stuff I saw was, you know, talking about body cams and talking about different programs they're doing, all which was good, but it seemed to be ignoring the elephant in the room. First part of the conversation was the chief sort of going through the metrics on the exit interviews and whatnot, but I don't think it turned out to be what it was supposed to be, an examination of what's going wrong at the Fargo Police Department. Was that your assessment?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know why, but anyway... we're going to talk with Bailey Hurley from Valley News Live, who's done some good reporting on the chief having some of these similar issues happen in his last postal at Wisconsin. So that's definitely an issue. Jim the Flagpole guy will be in as well. Friday, Senator Kevin Cramer, he just got back from a fascinating trip to the Ukraine. Fascinating is one word for it. Another, I guess, would be wow.
Yeah.
Putin doesn't much care.
Seems inevitable.
That the United States is saying, hard stop, buddy. Hard stop, continuing to mount troops. So Senator Cramer, two other Republicans, and four Democrats were there. Fascinating press conference they held over there, and they're holding another one today. So there'll be more information on that. Looking forward to hearing about that Friday on the program. And
I'm sure he got a lot of, you're number one, hey, you're number one.
I've not had a chance to talk to him, but there was some reports that he had an opportunity to visit with a North Dakota farmer who's imprisoned in the Ukraine.
Really?
I don't know if you followed that story.
No, I didn't hear that anymore.
I don't know if he did or not. I know it was his desire to do so. I don't know if it happened, but we'll ask him about that Friday on the program. So look forward to that. Texture says, pretty interesting. When they talk everyone the same, why don't you call? What is this? What is this email? It's not in English. Can you read that one that Todd sent us here? Todd, have you decoded this one?
What's that?
This text you just sent us here? Call the FSA office. Ask why Native Americans get 100% of the trucking of hay paid for. If you're a woman, it's 60%, and if you're a white guy, it's 50%. Go ahead, call them and ask about load forgiveness for Native Americans and other races. Is that happening?
That's the claim. I have no idea.
Should we call the FSA office and ask if that's, in fact, accurate information? If anybody knows anything, we love your tips, and that's certainly a tip. We'll check into that.
Yeah.
Texter says the Chinese communists are running ads warning athletes attending the Olympics not to eat beef because they might fail drug tests for banned substances as a result of banned hormones fed to beef.
Yeah.
A hormone that is banned in the USA and most of the world. Now, why do you suppose this is the reason for the warning?
Well, how about the app they want all the athletes and the visitors to download so they can track everything, too?
And the burner phone.
Yeah, bad. Nothing to see there.
I don't know. I'm thinking if Olympians are told, don't have your phone in China, maybe we shouldn't just be in China, period, for the Olympics.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Call me crazy. More coming up.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.